AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. People are in line in Philadelphia to get in for tonight's Kamala Harris rally. She will appear with her running mate, Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota. Educator Rhonda Smith from New Jersey is in line.
We can't love somebody that gave free lunch to all the children in his state. Once again, Vice President Kamala Harris shows that she's ready to lead, making her first large decision and choosing a wonderful running mate.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about the Walz selection.
President Biden respects Governor Walz as a strong, principled, effective leader who fights for working people, someone who has never forgotten where he came from growing up on a Midwestern farm.
Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, spoke about the choice.
Tim Walz's record is a joke. He's been one of the most far-left radicals in the entire United States government at any level.
Walz has made a name for himself by coining one of the Democrats' buzziest campaign bits, calling Trump and Vance just weird. The Justice Department says a Pakistani man alleged to have ties to Iran has been charged in a plot to carry out political assassinations in the U.S. Court documents do not identify any potential targets, but the case was unsealed after officials disclosed a threat on Donald Trump's life from Iran, prompted additional security at a Pennsylvania rally last month in which Trump was injured. It was unrelated to the Iran threat. Savannah, Georgia, and Charleston, South Carolina are feeling the impact of Tropical Storm Debby. It's a slow mover, meaning as much as 25 inches of rain in some places. Governor Ron DeSantis says problems remain from Debby in Florida.
Big impacts in Sarasota, Bradenton from flooding. That is still ongoing. We are going to see more flooding in northern Florida. These things take time as the water comes down.
In Paris, a shocker. American Cole Hawker has won gold on the track in the 1500 meters. This is AP News. Police say 9 people were killed when an overloaded SUV went out of control on a road in South Florida.
They say the female driver could not negotiate a turn, hit a guardrail, and went upside down into a canal. Captain Tom Reyes with Palm Beach County Fire Rescue tells WPTV it was an emotionally tough scene for crews to respond to.
I've been with the department for 20 years, and this is one of the most difficult scenes I've been on.
Police say 10 people were in the 2023 Ford Explorer SUV and only one survived, a 26-year-old man who was in serious condition. I'm Julie Walker.
In Paris, Mihai Lopez from Cuba won his 5th consecutive Olympic gold medal in Greco-Roman wrestling. Following the match, the 41-year-old Lopez placed his shoes in the center of the mat, symbolizing his retirement. He became the first Olympian ever to win gold in an event in 5 straight games. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.